Jai Baba, this is Meher Rusbe Bharucha speaking with my father on the wonderment of being content.
Jai Baba, the wonderment of being content and in serene acceptance of each moment is a blessing even the heaven aspires for. What do you think? Come. Okay. You understood anything? The wonderment of being content. What does that mean?
I don't know what's the meaning of wonderment.
The beauty.
Okay. The feeling on the beauty of being content, like you're happy with what you have. It is a very nice feeling that you get, because you don't want more, so you're never frustrated, like, I want more of this glitter. And so you're always thinking until you get more of it. So like, when is it going to come? When? I'm waiting for it. I want this, I want that. Because then you're always frustrated in your mind, waiting for that thing to come.
True, true. So you've got it. Okay? When you are content with your lot, when you are in peace with giving your best to each moment and then leaving the rest to Baba and Ma, to whoever you believe in, or to the cosmos, or just that is your philosophy in life. It is, that entire feeling is so serene, so beautiful, that you will bring forth heaven on earth for yourself. Now let's say an individual passes over, okay? And that individual has been a reasonably good person and finds himself or herself in what we call heaven. That is the spirit world. Everything should be good, right? But what if that individual yet is stuck up on 2-3 things? Then being in heaven also, yes, that state of contentment, if it is not there, then whether you are in heaven or whether you are on earth is not going to be really making so much of a difference, because you are going to be in a very, very rigid, very, very agitated state of mind.
You won't be happy where you are.
You won't be happy, you won't be at peace. So everyone talks about, you know, everyone thinks heaven is this phenomenal mall where all is cool.
Yeah, but never, most people think that when you reach heaven, everything is fine. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. But actually that is not true. It is when you are like good with your values, when you are content with what you have, when you're not greedy, when you're not selfish, then you are living heaven on earth only.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you don't need to go to heaven only.
Yeah, but we have to. Can't live all the time. But
when you go to heaven, it won't make any difference for you, but yes, just seeing Baba.
Yes. So, now we all know this actually. Actually, we know all this, you know. Everything that we say has been said a million times for thousands of years, sweetheart. Nothing that your dada has written or nothing that your dada is saying is anything new. We all know that.
What's new?
We all know that our heaven and hell is created by us, by our state of mind, by our karma. When you are in a state of always longing for something, then even when you drop your body, in heaven also you will be in that state itself. So it is better that we start practicing the state of contentment here, to really enjoy whatever is there in the spirit world. Okay, sweetheart? So, anyone who thinks that, oh, earth is this life in the body and all is all nonsense, and you know, once I'm dead and gone, that is, means once the spirit has moved on, everything is going to sort out. No, nothing is going to sort out. Yeah, maybe if you're suffering from a knee problem here, you will not have a knee problem there, because there you are a spirit body. So arthritis is not going to hurt you.
Physical form is not going.
You're going to drop the physical body, but your spirit body continues. So you're not going to have problems of ulcer. But your agitation is part of your consciousness. You'd carry that agitation forward. So it is very important to understand for you and me that apart from giving our level best to each moment, the wise thing is to leave the rest to the goddess, god, guru. They know what is best. They know what is best. You remember when you were very small and your tonsils were really bad? And then we used to go to a party or birthday party or something, and dada would tell you, no, you can't have this and you can't have that and you can't. Okay? And sometimes he used to say, but why? Everyone is having it. I would say, no, sweetheart, you can't have it. Because your dada knew if you would have this of color, for the next 5 days, you're going to be on heavy medication. And you trusted your dada, right? You never really threw a tantrum. Same way, we got to trust our dada. Our mommy.
You are my dada.
Okay? Once you know that they know best, Maher, you will come to a state of contentment. You will. That doesn't mean you don't give your best. That doesn't mean you don't surge forward. That doesn't mean you don't try and reach wherever you want to reach. Of course we do that. But that is giving our best to each moment. And the moment you say, I have given my best now. Now I leave it to you. I leave it to your wisdom. I leave it to your decision. And you happily accept it. Then, sweetheart, you got heaven every moment. Okay? So will you try and live like that? I know you're trying to live like that. Okay? Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.